One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Steampunk Family Podcast. Today's episode is a research date, in which the Von Hedwig parents pursue knowledge and a little peace and quiet.
Ulrik, you are in charge.
Herr Von Hedwig cast a stern eye over his assembled family. This means what, children? No arguments, Claire glared at her siblings. No visiting the boiler crew, sighed Adolphus. No entering the galley, no throwing things at the galley, no talking or otherwise bothering Chef. No weapons, fighting, or dueling, the twins chorused. No open flame, even in the laboratory, until your return, Gerhardt recited. No boom, said Bettina, her lower lip pouting.
Thank you, Father said. If you dutifully follow these rules, Ulrik will have no reason to dart you.
Father, that isn't funny, Claire objected. Any tranquilizer strong enough to take me down would kill little Bettina.
Ulrik, you will not, of course, kill any of the children in our absence.
Ulrik clicked his heels together.
Certainly not, mein Herr.
He drew a small roll of cloth from the pocket of his lab coat and unrolled it to reveal six tiny glass vials, each marked with a Von Hedwig child's name.
I have calculated the dosage quite precisely. There, Claire. Nothing to worry about.
There were currently no tutors on board, and the children had grown rather lax in their academic habits. The lessons mother and father taught were so active that they never seemed like a lesson. Experiments in the lab, dissections in the greenhouse, lively discussions on current events, thought-provoking questions about the landscape running away beneath the airship. After yesterday's day of discovery, hours of motionless reading and writing would be deadly dull. Luckily, an unlikely source of relief arrived. A small figure appeared in the door, covered in a hairy coat and waving a pair of skis over his head. He shouted at Ulrik in a language none of them entirely understood, but Ulrik grasped his meaning immediately.
"Please dress in all your warmest things as quickly as you can, children," he said. "The boiler chief has consented to take us all tobogganing in his launch."
The children cheered and ran to their cabins to change, shouting thanks at Ulrik and the boiler chief. Bettina stopped in front of him and curtsied. His lips curled into a smile, showing his yellow teeth, and he patted her head. Although she was too young to assist in the boiler room, she often accompanied one of her siblings on a shift just to watch the crew at work. As she had not yet blown up anything they cared about, she was a great favorite among them. Herr Von Hedwig made his way to his own launch, where Madame waited for him. He stopped by the galley first to ask Chef to prepare a picnic hamper. He, too, was pleased by the plan.
"Enfin, peace at last," he said. "I must with the making of many marshmallows, for where do they go? This picnic will have cocoa, but no marshmallows."
Herr Von Hedwig chose not to enlighten Chef as to the marshmallow's fate, but joined his wife at last for their expedition. This is Herr Von Hedwig. This week's episode of the Steampunk Family's Voyage to Antarctica is brought to you by the Boiler Monkeys Union, who reminds you to wear goggles. Nowadays, arms, legs, and even tails can be replaced with robotic appendages, but there is no replacement for an eye.